2 Peter chapter 3, beginning in verse 11. Lord willing, if he doesn't come back first, we will finish 2 Peter next week. And go into 1 John the week after that. So tell everybody, 1 John. It's going to be a great book. So 2 Peter 3, beginning in verse 11, the Bible says, "Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that the longsuffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you." So as he says there in verse 14, that's my title, "Seeing that you look for such things." Let's pray. Lord, give us wisdom tonight. Use the word in our lives to speak to each one of us in a personal way, Lord, a powerful way. May we be changed by your word tonight. We thank you for the privilege to open it together. And we pray you'll meet with us now in Jesus' name. Amen. So as we saw last week, the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Peter's reminding us that that should affect our behavior. That if we truly believe that Jesus is coming back, that we should be expecting it and we should be living for him, knowing that at any moment he will return. And so he gives us some things to be doing, if you will, in anticipation of his return. And he starts there by reminding us in verse 11, which he told us in chapter 1, be holy. Be ready. You know, the Bible tells us that many will be ashamed when Jesus returns. How sad is that? People that are bought with the blood of Jesus Christ, given everything, an eternal destiny with Christ, mansion in heaven, his presence, will be ashamed when he returns. But if we choose to, as he says here in verse 11, have a holy conversation, and that word conversation is talking about our behavior, what we do with our lives, God wants it to be holy. Peter started off with this in the first epistle. Go back to chapter 1 of 1 Peter, reminding us that God is holy, and God wants us to be holy, and he's made it possible for us to be holy by giving us the indwelling Holy Ghost. Notice 1 Peter 1:15, "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation." This word holy is in the Bible over 600 times. The number one attribute of God in the Word is his holiness. It will be the theme in heaven. We saw that. We see that in Isaiah chapter 6. When Isaiah is given a glimpse of heaven, the Bible says all the creatures around about the throne are saying, "Holy, holy, holy." We see that again in Revelation chapter 4. The people around about the throne are saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." And so God's holiness should have an impact in our lives. And knowing that he's coming back should have this impact. Notice, if you would, 1 John chapter 3, just over a couple of chapters. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 3. Well, we'll start in verse 2. "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." So there's our great hope. Jesus is coming back. When he comes back, we're going to be like him. Now look at verse 3. "And every man that hath this hope in him," what? "Purifieth himself, even as he is pure." What hope? The return of Jesus. If we really believe Jesus could come back, say, 1 hour from now, wouldn't we want to be living for him when he does return? Wouldn't we want to be expecting him when he returns? That's what Peter's saying. "Seeing then that all this is going to be burned up, that Jesus is coming back as a thief in the night, you ought to be holy in all your conversation." So that's the first thing Peter tells us. If you really believe it's coming, then be holy. Number two, he says in verse 12 of our passage, be expecting it. Notice he says, looking for. looking for. Now, that doesn't mean we're to be walking around with our head in the clouds and not serving Christ and witnessing, but it means that we are believing that it could be at any moment. The imminency of the return of Jesus Christ should have an effect on our lives. We should be believing it, but expecting it. Paul expected it in his lifetime. He believed that Jesus was going to come back before he died. We should all believe that. And we should be living that way, looking for and hasting another coming. So looking for it, notice if you would Titus chapter 2 verse 13, where again we're told to be looking, expecting the return of Jesus. Again, that doesn't mean we're to live on the mountaintop and stare into the sky, but it does mean that we are expecting it at any moment and living accordingly. Just like that passage said, 1 John 3, every man that had this hope in him, the hope of what? The imminent return of Jesus Christ. Purified himself. Notice Titus 2:13, looking for, there it is again, looking for what? That blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Looking for the return of Jesus. So Peter says, knowing that Jesus has come at any moment, number one, he wants us to live holy. Number two, he wants us to be expecting his return. To be looking for it. But then he also goes on to say back in our passage in verse 12, and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. This goes beyond looking for. This is now actively seeking it. Go to the last couple of verses in the Bible and look what it says in the next to the last verse in the Bible. It says, he which testified these things saith, surely I come quickly. Well, that's Jesus speaking. Amen. But then look at this last little bit. Even so, come Lord Jesus. That's hasting. That's not only expecting it, that's wanting it. There's a difference between expecting it and wanting it, Jesus to come back. Even so, come Lord Jesus. This is John saying this. John's on the Isle of Patmos. He knows he's probably going to be martyred. He's saying, come, Lord. Even so, come back. Hasting for it. Living for it. And that's what he meant when he said in verse 13. To be expecting it, but also to be hasting it or wanting it. Wanting Jesus to come back. Look, go to Colossians 3, a passage that we learned at camp. Colossians chapter 3, which again explains that if we're truly wanting Jesus to come back, it will affect our behavior. Notice verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. So God says if we truly are wanting Jesus to come back, then we're going to be living for Jesus. He goes on to say, verse 2, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Verse 3, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. So, not only looking for the return of Jesus, but hasting for the return of Jesus. I have people say this to me very often. I don't really want Jesus to come back quite yet. Especially young people. I need to get married first, then he can come back. I need to have kids first, then he can come back. Or I need to have grandkids first, and then he can come back. And you hear this all the time. God says, no, we're to be saying, come Lord Jesus, I want you to come back. Because when you come back, this battle's over. Sin is over. We'll be with you. So you see, there's a difference between looking for it and hasting for it. But Peter says, if you really believe Jesus could come back at any moment, it should affect how we live. We should be looking for the return, but also hasting for the return, actually wanting Jesus. Didn't he say in his model prayer, Matthew chapter 6, thy kingdom come? What's that mean? Lord, bring your kingdom. Well, the kingdom can't come until Jesus comes. So, hasting for it. Because we're going to get a new heaven and a new earth, as we read in verse 13 of our passage. But notice the fourth thing in verse 14. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent. Like I said, he doesn't want us to stand on the mountaintop and wait for him to come. He wants us to be busy serving him until he comes. Be diligent that you may be found in him in peace without spot and blameless. Be diligent for Jesus Christ. He left us here to work. He left us here to serve. 1 Corinthians 15:58, most of you know it. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the what? Anybody know the word? Work of the Lord. Work. James said the same thing. If you go over to James chapter 1 and verse 25, I believe it is. Yes. James says that the more we're in the Word, you know what's going to happen? The more we're going to work. Look at verse 25 of James chapter 1. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, that's the Word of God, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the what? Work. This man shall be blessed in his deed. A doer of the work. What work? The work of the Lord. Serving Jesus Christ. Peter says, if you really believe that the earth's going to burn up, the heaven's going to burn up, we're going to get a new earth, we're going to get a kingdom, Jesus will come back at any moment, if you believe all these future events are true, it should have an impact on your life. You should want to live for Him and expect Him at any moment so that you won't be ashamed at His coming. Let's look at that verse. I think it's in Hebrews chapter 7. I could be wrong about being ashamed of His coming. Anybody know where that is? Not be ashamed before Him at His coming. I thought it was Hebrews chapter 7, but I'm obviously wrong. Anybody know where that is? Not be ashamed before Him at His coming. I thought it was in Hebrews, but maybe it's not. Maybe it's in 1 John. Is that it? 2:28. Yep, there it is. Sorry. It's 1 John 2:28. Which says, and now little children, abide in Him. Well, that's the same thing. Abide in Him, that when He shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. Well, that tells me that Christians who aren't abiding in Him and Christians who aren't confident will be ashamed at His coming. So the way to prevent that is to expect Him to come back, haste for Him to come back, live a holy life, so that when He does come back, you're ready. So that you can say and mean it, even so come Lord Jesus. Christians that are living in sin don't go around saying, even so come Lord Jesus. They don't want Jesus to come back while they're living in sin, because they're going to be ashamed. But Christians that are living a holy life for Jesus Christ, Christians that are being diligent and serving the Lord with all they have, they're saying, even so come, Lord Jesus. I'm okay for you to come back, Lord. Whenever it's your time, come back. But the sooner you come back, the sooner I'm out of this place and with you. You know, that's really faith at its heart, isn't it? We trust Jesus Christ for our salvation, but do we really believe that Jesus is coming back? Or is it just kind of a concept? Because if we really believe it, as John said, he that hath his hope in Him purifieth himself. It will affect us. It will impact our behavior if we really believe that Jesus is coming back. If, as we read in Philippians 3:20, our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So be holy, look for it, hasten for it. In other words, ask for it, pray for it, expect it, and serve Him until He comes. Because Jesus said, if you go to John chapter 9, that the day is coming when we can't work. Well, He's talking about the day when we're not on this earth anymore. We won't be able to serve the Lord Jesus Christ when he comes back to take. Now, we'll probably serve him in a different capacity. When we get to the kingdom, of course, we'll be ruling and reigning with him. We'll be priests and so forth. But we won't be able to witness to lost people in the same way that we can here. That's done. Jesus says here in John chapter 9, verse 4, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. Then night cometh when no man can work. That night, I believe, is referring to the tribulation. But be diligent. Serve Jesus. Live a holy life. And look for and haste for his coming. Peter says, you know, remember, Peter wrote 2 Peter because a lot of Christians were being faced with false prophets, false teachers, false Christs, ultimately false doctrine. He wrote the book to warn them about these things and prepare them. He says one of the best ways, and of course we'll finish the book next week when he says grow, be constantly growing, but is to truly believe in the return of Jesus Christ. To not just believe it mentally, but believe it to the point that it impacts our lives, that we want to please him, we want to serve him, we want to be ready when he comes back. We're looking for him to come back. Seeing that you look for these things, what should it do? It should change us. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you.